Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 160, season 7. Today's date is September 4th, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. I have a very entertaining episode coming up. Today, I will talk about the Sony Walkman. Oh, boy. I have owned this particular product, and so have other people during the 80s and the 90s and so on and so on. And I will talk about my memories of owning this, a little history background of the product. Also, I will talk about Children's Bargain Town USA, the toy store that was in Chicago. I talked about this in a previous podcast episode, I think, believe last year, but I will go talk about more about it and my memories of this wonderful toy store. But right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Kodak the Handle Instant Camera. I remember this. And when I was surfing the net, I saw an ad of this. Oh, I got to find a commercial. And I did. And this commercial is from 1977. So sit back and enjoy. And I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Kodak's got the instant camera you've been waiting for. Instant color photographs, that's what the handle's for. So carry on. Let yourself go.
Grab onto the handle at a low, low price for dry, self-timing color pictures that happen in minutes right before your eyes.
Grab onto the handle and carry on.
The Handle, Kodak's newest and lowest priced instant camera.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Alrighty, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for the Handle Instant Camera from Kodak. Like I said before, I remember this product. There was a camera before that. It was called the Crank Camera, but this was the same, only you would have a handle. The Crank one didn't. You would just hold it. So this is how it was being done. You take the camera, you aim and shoot. You know, you press a button and then you crank it up and the picture comes out on the bottom of the camera. That's funny. You know, it's like the Polaroid. Well, with the Polaroid, you know, you press the button and zzz, the picture comes out like that. That's the same thing. But the Cranky didn't make much noise like the. It was around, that product was around maybe for a few years, probably until the early 80s. One of the memories about Kodak was the commercials, wonderful commercials. There was one I remember Mark Hamill was in one. This is before Star Wars. He was in there. And I don't know who the young lady was when he took the picture. I forgot. And also the spokespeople for Kodak during the 70s, probably the early 80s, were Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie and Bonanza. Also Dick Van Dyke. And there's a lot of commercials. You can find them on YouTube. Do a search. And they were fun, and especially Christmas time. So they were, it's a nice warm feeling to see those. Okay. At the beginning of the program, excuse me, I said I was going to talk about the Sony Walkman and Children's Bargain Town USA, the toy store. I will talk about the Bargain Town first. And then I will go into Sony Walkman. I talked about the store before, previous episode, but I'll go into more detail. So I'll give you a little history of the store, how it got started, and it was founded in Chicago in 1957 by a man named Larry Hochberg. And he wanted to, he had an idea that middle income families wanted to buy toys for their children, you know, expensive. And, you know, kids always want a new toy. They always do that. And sometimes they would buy toys at department stores like Sears, Montgomery Ward, Marshall Fields, of course, Weebolts. Also at Kresge's and Woolworths, you know, wherever any department store had. And then it, like I said before, it opened in 1957. It wasn't called that Bargain Town, not Children's Bargain Town. It was called Children's Supermart, Bargain Town, USA. And then it changed to Children's Bargain Town, mostly in the 60s. And when I was growing up, I was very little. I was born in 1963. I remember the commercials like later on as when I watched Bozo Circus or Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose. And I remember they advertised. I know it was Ray Rayner or Ringmaster Ned from Bozo Circus. It was both of them, I believe. And they did the slogan of the toy store, and it was Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town. I remember that. And during, and I remember one show on Bozo Circus, Ringmaster Ned said that. I think he did. I don't know if Bozo said it. Maybe. I can't prove it. So the only Bargain Town I remember when I was growing up in the 60s, I live in the South Shore neighborhood. It was located in South Chicago. It was a little south of the neighborhood. And the address was at 3041 East 92nd Street. I think, that, yeah, 92nd Street. And that's right near, I don't remember, South Chicago Bank. And I think Goldblatt's was there. It was on Commercial Avenue. And my mother and I and my brothers, we took the bus one day. It was the number 27 South Deering bus. I remember that, the CTA. And we, because she went to Goldblatt's to go shopping, either that or she had to go downtown, but she didn't want to do that. And this was closer. That Goldblatt's was big, big store. And then we went to Bargain Town one time. And the funny thing is, while we were on the bus, I remember passing, the bus was passing a building and it had a billboard, a small billboard on the side of the building. And it said Children's Bargain Town. And it had that man, that floating head, you know, with a big hat, with a big smile. They used to scare me a little bit, but, you know, and you would say, it's Toyrific. So you did that. But I don't remember if my mom bought me a toy there. I don't think she did. We were looking around. I remember seeing bicycles on display. I saw dolls, Barbie dolls, you know, dolls from Ideal Toys, board games from Milton Bradley, you know, a lot of them like that. Kind of cool, you know, and it was a good store, you know. And of course, I have a Facebook page of Children's Bargain Town. I haven't posted anything in a while, but it is there. But there's a lot of photos I posted over the years. And if you'd like to look at the page, help yourself. It's kind of nice. You know, I posted some logos, some ads, and certain toys that I remember when I was little. And then in 1969, Larry Hochberg sold Bargain Town to Interstate Stores. I never heard of this. And then all of a sudden, I think, and I don't know the whole story of this, and then Toys R Us took bought it, and Toys R Us was founded in New Jersey, and then from like the 70s all the way to maybe about the 80s, it was Toys R Us, a Children's Bargain Town. You see in the ads, you see in the buildings, and so, but it was still called Bargain Town, Children's Bargain Town. Most people who grew up in the in Chicago in the probably the 60s and the mostly in the 60s and the early 70s, they called it Bargain Town, not Toys R Us. And so I found a ad that listed all the locations. So I'm going to read off quickly like that. And one was at, I couldn't read it, 30. This was on Lincoln Avenue. And North Lincoln. I'm not sure about the exact street. The other one was in Niles, also on Milwaukee Avenue. And also there was one in Melrose Park and another one in Milwaukee Avenue. I'm sorry, I'm going to start at the beginning. One was on North Lincoln Avenue. Two were in North Milwaukee Avenue. One in Niles and one was at 3023 North Milwaukee. And the other one was in Melrose Park. The other on the south side, there was at 63rd and Cicero, right across the street from, well, not across the street, but near Midway Airport. I remember that. That building is still there. It's still there. Amazing. That's amazing. And the other one was, which I mentioned before, it was at 92nd Street in the South Chicago Avenue. And in the suburbs, well, I mentioned there was one in Niles, but there was one in Calumet City. A lot of people remember that. And there's a photo of that somewhere on the internet. Also, there was one 1600 Deerfield Road North. And there was one that opened in Schaumburg in 1971 on East Gulf Road. And the ad featured Ray Rayner was doing an appearance there. And he was doing an appearance. And I posted this ad a long time ago, and it was kind of cool like that. So it was a grand opening of that. So it's at Children's Bargetown, Toys R Us, grand opening like that. And there was one, it wasn't Bargetown that opened. It opened in Burbank, Illinois, right near my old neighborhood. That was there for years, but it was Toys R Us, Children's Bargetown. And I went to that store a lot during the 70s. And one day before I moved away, I went to visit the store to see, you know, I love to go back and see how toy stores are, how it's changed everything. Because they have electronics. They still have board games. They have dolls, bicycles. You know, they had that. But electronics came. You don't get Atari or Nintendo and all that. And so that was kind of cool. Then Toys R Us changed. They went out of business. And they filed for bankruptcy in 2017. And in 2018, they closed all the stores all over the world. And some closed about maybe last year, maybe little ones like that. But last month, in August, they announced they were bringing it back. And they're going to open about 400 stores in Macy's department store. So that's kind of nice. That's wonderful. And so who knows, maybe it'll be successful and it'll go back to the old days. It'll be independently owned. You know, it'll be like a standalone store. But we'll see about that. So that's cool. I'm glad about that, you know, because they had Jeffrey, the giraffe, the mascot. I remember the commercials in the 70s. They had Jeffrey, his wife, Gigi, and their little daughter, Baby G. I remember they were dancing, you know. You can find those commercials on YouTube. It's kind of funny like that. And the founder of Toys R Us was, his name was Charles P. Lazarus. You know, he did that. And he opened the store. It was called Children's Bargetown. It was called that. In Washington, D.C., he started it. But Toys R Us started in New Jersey, I believe. So, or I think it's their headquarters. You know, it's convoluted like that. The best time to go visit a toy store, of course, is Christmas time. You know, when I was a kid, I looked forward to that. Oh, it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time to be a child, to get toys for Christmas. You know, it's kind of nice. So so Children's Bargetown vanished in Chicago. But one other interesting thing about Larry Hochberg, in 1971, he opened Sports Smart. And then the first store opened in Niles, Illinois. And that was in business for a long time, probably until late 90s, early 2000, something like that. And I remember the Sport Mart that I remember was at 95th Street in South Cicero and Oak Lawn. And I think that closed and it turned to Nelson Brothers. I think. I'm not sure. But I remember the Sport Mart there. That was, that's a cool store. And I remember the commercials, the advertising, even during the sports games, you know, mostly basketball and hockey and all that. Okay. Next up, I'm going to talk about the Sony Walkman. Oh, boy. And this, this came out in 1979. I don't know if it came out in the United States in 79. I think it came out later. But it was it's originally from Japan. So I'll give you a little history of that. So here we go. Okay. And the Sony Walkman is a portable audio player. And it was manufactured in, by Sony in 1979. And at first, it was not a radio. It was just a cassette. So if you had cassettes, like I did in the 70s and 80s, you know, and it's portable because we used to listen to cassettes either in a car or at home, you know, for a cassette player. But this was convenient for if anyone is jogging, walking, or going to visit somebody. You just take your Sony Walkman, plop in a cassette, click it, you know, to close, and hit play, you know. And it had the buttons, fast forward, stop, pause, reverse, you know. But I don't know if it had a counter. Maybe it did. Maybe later on it had that. And so I owned one. I remember buying one probably early 80s. I don't remember what store. I believe I bought my first Sony Walkman at Radio Shack at Ford City. I think it was there. Not going to be wrong. But it was, I don't know what color. It was silver. And I had a lot of cassettes. I couldn't wait to take it home and open it and start playing. And I didn't collect much cassettes. I've had very few tapes. My brothers had a huge collection. And I borrowed some of their tapes. I played that. And I was walking around or going in the neighborhood, you know. But I bought this during when I was in college, when I attended Daly College, and then I went to DeVry. And I used to bring it with me on the bus when I went to school, going to DeVry. And then I had it for quite a while. And then it just stopped working, and I threw it out. All that. So, right now, I'm going to play a commercial for the Sony Walkman. This is from 1981, and I found this on YouTube. If you can check, if you want to check it out on YouTube, please do. It's very entertaining. So here's the Sony Walkman commercial from 1981. Thank you.
The Sony Walkman is a tiny stereo cassette player with truly incredible sound. Put on a Walkman and see the world in a whole new light. Sony Walkman. The Walkman from Sony, the one and only.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for the Sony Walkman from 1981. I watched the commercials the other day. It's very entertaining. And let's see, what else about the Sony Walkman? There's a list of what kind of models they had for the product. One that a lot of people remember was the sports Walkman sports thing. I forgot what it's called. That's terrible. You know, and that was the, yeah, it was the Sony Walkman, Sony Sports Walkman. And it was yellow, mostly yellow like that. It did come out in cassette form, but then later on it included a radio. Also, first FM or AM. I think it came out AM and then FM and then together. And so that was a very popular product of that. And the original Sony Walkman was called the TPS-L2, introduced in July 1st, 1979. So that was probably in Japan. I don't know if it was available in the United States, maybe, but back then it was pretty expensive. You know, they were, and then as the time went on, the prices drop, and then you bought that. And let's see, also there was the Radio Walkman that was with the FM radio that it was introduced in 1980. And also they had a Video Walkman that was released in 1989. Before that, it was the CD Walkman. Sometimes it was called Discman. When the CDs were introduced in, I believe, 1982, and that became very popular of that. It was just no radio. It was just you put your compact disc. I bought one later on, probably in the late 90s, you know, because I had a lot of CDs at the time. This is before iPods. So I bought one and I kept it for a long time. I don't know what I did with it. Probably it's broken, so I threw it away like that. But it was, you know, it's funny because you're walking and you're dancing, you had the headphones and you're holding this thing. But yeah, sometimes you have to, if they had a clip, you put it on your belt buckle like that. Whereas with the Apple iPod, you can either strap it on your arm when you're jogging or you put it in your pocket. You know, but now we have AirPods, you know, we had AirPods, so that's easier. You know, when I do my walk, you know, and listen to music, I have the AirPods on in my iPhone. Okay, and so there were different models, different kinds and all that. It's still being made to this day. They have a Walkman that's just like the iPod. And you have songs selected and you probably connect it to your computer, you know, or if you have iCloud and you download the songs. So I never owned one. So that's kind of, you know, I don't know how much they cost. So they're kind of expensive. I haven't seen any, you know, in Best Buy. I don't know if they sell them. One day I'll go to Best Buy and check it out, you know, and do a search. Okay. One last memory of the Sony Walkman is when my cousin got married in 1987, his first marriage. I was an usher. You know, I stood up at the wedding, and the wedding party, like for the bridesmaids, the maid of honor, the ushers received a Sony Walkman as a gift. It's kind of cool. And this Sony Walkman I had, I remember it was blue and black, and it had AM and FM radio. Not the first one I had. The first one was just cassette. I just only a cassette. And I held on to it for a long time. I took it, during that time I worked at City Hall. So I took it on the bus and I listened to music, and that was nice, you know, or listen at home. I held on to that thing, you know, not very long, maybe a few years, maybe 5 years. And I think I threw it out. Because it didn't play anymore. It just died like that. You know, so that's so now the Sony Walkman was a relic from the 80s, but it's still around to this day. But I like the one that was back then. It was kind of cool. It was innovative. It was exciting. And people love music. They love to listen to music. Back in the old days, you had your transistor radio, you had your stereo, you know, like in console in your house, or your portable radio, you listen in the car. But now, these days, you have your phone or your tablet or your desktop, like I do, with Apple Music, before that iTunes. So, and music videos came out in the 80s. And that's another subject. I talked about MTV on a previous podcast episode. I talked about the 40th anniversary. That was last year. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I discussed the Sony Walkman and Children's Bargain Town USA Toy Store in Chicago. I will have another podcast episode probably Tuesday. We will see. Let's see what else. When this podcast episode is available, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, any podcast that's available. It'll also be up. It'll be uploaded on my YouTube channel, Banner Chicagoland Stories, shortly. Just wait for that. And you can listen on your phone or your tablet, anywhere, your desktop. The funny thing is, you can listen on my podcast. If you have Spotify on your Amazon Fire Stick, and you see, and you don't, if you have the app or download the app, you can listen to it. You can listen to podcasts on your TV. That's just cool. I've done that many times. So. One last announcement. Coming soon, in about 10 days, it will be the 60th anniversary of Family Classics, hosted by Frazier Thomas, that aired on WGN TV Channel 9, Chicago. I will start working on that probably today. I'll work on gathering up information. I will create a video that showcases ads and some photos and a little music. And also, I will write a story on my blog on vanishchicagoland.blog. Also, I will do a podcast episode. That will be next week, and that would be fun. I did a podcast episode for Family Classics a long time ago. It was brief, so it'll be more, much more of that. So I'm looking forward to putting that together. It'll be a lot of fun. I did the same thing last year with Bozo Circus for the 60th anniversary, and the year before that, in 2020, I did the 50th anniversary of Creature Features that aired on WGN. So those podcast episodes are available. It's also on my YouTube channel and my videos. Check it out. It's amazing. So just search under my name or on Vanish Chicagoland. You will find them. Okay. So I'm your host, Pete Costanis. That's the end of the show. Thank you for joining me again. I always say that. And everyone have a great day. It's Labor Day weekend. Tomorrow is Labor Day. Weather permitting, I'm going to barbecue. That's tradition. So it's a very nice, it's a beautiful weekend. It really is. So take care, everyone. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now with a little traveling music. And he always does that. So hope to hear from you soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.